We will now move to part four of the convention, which covers articles 15 and 16. Our colleague, Ms. Daphna Hacker, who has responsibility for this particular article, is not with us today. So I will be reading her intervention that she has drafted, and it concerns largely questions on family law and the law of 4800/2021 and the reforms of that law. So the questions that she is asking are regarding the legislative reforms of that particular law. Are women forced to undergo mediation even when there is an indication of domestic violence? Does the specialized training for judges in cases of family disputes through the National School of Judges include training on domestic violence? Are mothers accused of bad exercise of parental care if the child refuses to be in contact with the father? Are other reasons for the child's refusal investigated, and how? Are there statistics of how many mothers and how many fathers are ruled to be badly exercising their parental responsibilities and the sanctions imposed on them? Would the state party adopt a rule on equal matrimonial property division upon divorce and death to reflect the value of care and equality within the family, and to guarantee women the option to leave marriage, including abusive marriages, without the fear of poverty? Are there statistics on divorce and parental separation as risk factors for women's and children's poverty? The committee applauds the state party for changing its law so that the recourse to a mufti in matters of marriage, divorce, or inheritance is now only possible with the agreement of those concerned. What measures are taken to educate Muslim girls and women that they can refuse the religious tribunal's authority and turn to a civil court? Can the state party provide statistics on how many still opt for a mufti in family matters and the Muslim population, and on judgments of civil courts overturning a mufti's judgment that discriminates against girls or women? And finally, can the state party provide current data on how many girls under the age of 18 are in a marriage recognized by the state, as opposed to their male counterparts under the age of 18? Noting that marriages under Hanafi law, which are recognized under Greek and civil law, are currently permitted for children as young as 15 years old with parental consent, what steps is the state party taking to ensure that girls are being protected from non-consensual child marriages? And finally, was there a follow-up study on the gendered intended and unintended consequences of the law of 4800/2021? Thank you. And I'll give the floor to the delegate.